Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has acknowledged that Ukrainian forces are fighting in Russia's Kursk region, saying the ongoing incursion proves that Ukraine can, in his words, indeed restore justice and ensure the necessary pressure on the aggressor. Russia has imposed a sweeping security regime in three border regions as battles entered their sixth day. At the same time, Belarus, a staunch ally of Moscow, has sent more troops to its border with Ukraine, accusing Kiev of violating its airspace. Yet Russian authorities have acknowledged that tens of thousands of people were forced to evacuate as Russian troops appeared ill-prepared for the onslaught. Footage shows what appears to be a line of Russian military trucks on fire in the area. The video was apparently recorded on the E-38 highway in the Russian town of Oktyabrsky, more than 20 miles or 36 kilometers from the border with Ukraine. There have been worries, however, about Russia's response. Moscow says it has used a thermobaric bomb against Ukrainian forces as part of what it calls a counter-terrorism operation to retaliate against Ukraine's shock incursion into Kursk. The Russian army has conducted airstrikes against Ukrainian forces, including using a thermobaric bomb, also known as a vacuum bomb. The pressure from the bomb's extra hot blast is capable of vaporizing human bodies. It is not the first time Moscow is reported to have deployed such weapons, as Ukrainian officials alleged they were being used in the invasion just weeks after it began in February 2022. Using vacuum bombs is not a breach of international law, but targeting civilians with them is. Additionally, Kiev was attacked overnight. Ukrainian authorities said a 35-year-old man and his 4-year-old son were killed in a Russian drone and missile barrage. Ukraine's State Emergency Service said the tragedy happened while fragments were falling on a residential area in Kiev's suburban Brovary district. They are the latest among hundreds of thousands of people who have been killed and injured since Russia launched its full-scale invasion of Ukraine more than 2 years ago. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.